Yasin. Yasin. والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب وبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا تولوا ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاء المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما
The arrival of truth. The arrival of truth. The arrival of truth. The arrival of truth program is sponsored by the Islamic Revivalist Movement Incorporated, and all inquiries or correspondence may be sent by mail to The Islamic Revivalist Movement Incorporated, P.O. Box number 91192, Cleveland, Ohio, 44101. This week's program is dedicated to all those weak-willed, spineless, hypocritical rationalizers of Islam who forever are attempting to bend the tenets of Islam to satisfy and fit with their own petty, spiritually homosexual desires of which the commonest form is intoxicants and or drugs in its multifarious degrees. These are they who have bartered away truth for error, for the detriment of their own souls and the denigration of the cause of Islam. The foremost attribute of Allah, the wise, merciful God, is Ali, or the Most High. And if this be true, how deluded must you be to strive through any artificial, impure, unnaturalistic means to attain closeness to Allah or a high? From an examination on the question of intoxicants, we find in the book entitled Islamic Law, Its Scope and Equity by Dr. Saeed Ramadan, the son-in-law of the martyred leader of the Ikhwanul Muslimun, Hassan al-Banna, rahmatullahi. Dr. Ramadan is the former student of the Law College of the University of Cologne, Germany, where he obtained his doctor's degree with honors in Islamic law, and the well-known active leader of the Islamic movement presently struggling against tremendous odds in the Philippines. May Allah reward all his efforts. On pages 70 to 71 in his book, he shows in the fourth section on the characteristic of legislation that even in the field of prohibition, the Quran sometimes used a method which could gradually meet a growing readiness in the society where the revealed enjoinments were to be implemented. A good example is the prohibition of intoxicants. It was gradually prohibited, first with the Quranic words of A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, or I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed devil, shaitan, or Satan, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. They ask thee concerning wine and gambling. Say, in them is great sin and some profit for men, but the sin is greater than the profit. They ask thee how much they are to spend. Say, what is beyond your needs? Thus doth Allah make clear to you His signs in order that ye may consider. This comes from the Holy Quran, Surah 2, or Surah Baqarah, or the Heifer, Ayat 219. There is not in this text a definite prohibition of intoxicants. But then were revealed the words of the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O ye who believe, approach not prayers with a mind befogged, until ye can understand all that ye say, nor in a state of ceremonial impurity, except when traveling on the road. This comes from the Holy Quran, Surah 4, or Nisa, or the Women, Ayat 43. Of especial concern and note is the fact that in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exalted be He, combines a foggy, intoxicated mind with impurity. Prohibition in this clause is only from praying while drunk. Then the following verses were revealed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O ye who believe, intoxicants and gambling, dedication of stones and divination by arrows are an abomination of Shaitan's handiwork. Eschew such abomination that ye may prosper. Satan's plan is but to excite enmity and hatred between you with intoxicants and gambling, and hinder you from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer. Will ye not then abstain? Obey Allah and obey the Apostle, and beware of evil. If ye do turn back, know ye that it is our Apostle's duty to proclaim the message in the clearest manner. The Holy Quran, Surah 5, or Ma'idah, or the Table Spread, Ayats 93-95. It is especially noteworthy to examine the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined intoxicants and gambling, stone dedication, and arrow divination all in the same category to emphasize the fact that all are equally haram, or forbidden, prohibited. Dr. Ramadan says further, a probing of these texts reveals that all the Quranic texts about intoxicants had been heading toward their prohibition. The first text stresses their evil as against their utility in order to stimulate a moral deterrent. The second text stigmatizes intoxicants as spoiling prayer and forbids drinkers from praying until they are sober, thus backing the moral deterrent by the inescapable necessity of avoiding drunkenness in order to be able to perform the 5 obligatory daily prayers at their proper times. In the third text, the Quran describes intoxicants as the devil's work together with their prohibition. The Muslim society had been gradually prepared for such a prohibition, so well prepared that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message announcing that the text forbidding intoxicants had been revealed, the Muslims poured forth on the ground all the intoxicants which they had stored. History records that on the very day of its prohibition, wine flowed in the streets of Medina. There is not, so far as we know, such a precedent in the history of legislation of a people complying so swiftly with the law, especially in the case of the prohibiting of drinking, which was a deep-rooted habit of Arab society, glamorized by its poets and affecting its trade. These are some of the things that Dr. Ramadan, who's married to the daughter of the martyred leader of the Ikhwanul Muslimun, or the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, Imam Hassan al-Banna, rahmatullahi, may Allah be pleased with him. These are the words of this particular brother. We have a brother, Muhammad Ali, Maulana Muhammad Ali, who also has translated the Holy Quran. And he says about intoxicants, but he has it in section 2, page 737 in his book, The Religion of Islam. The drink prohibited in the Holy Quran is described under the name khamr, or the Arabic name for wine is khamr. Khamara originally means it veiled or covered or concealed a thing, and wine is called khamr because it veils the intellect. Khamr is differently explained as meaning what intoxicates, of the expressed juice of grapes or the juice of grapes when it has effervesced and thrown up froth and become freed therefrom, and still, or it has a common application to intoxicating expressed juice of anything, or any intoxicating thing that clouds or obscures the intellect. And it is added, the general application is the more correct because khamr was forbidden when there was not in Medina any khamr of grapes, the beverage of its inhabitants being prepared only from dates. It is sometimes prepared from grains, which means that even though that particular prohibition could have meant grapes, there wasn't any grape wine being made in Medina at that time. Anything that was intoxicating that they had made at that particular time was prohibited, and they understood it as such, and they acted very swiftly in obeying that particular law. The wider sense of khamr is as prepared from other things besides grapes is borne out by the Holy Quran in the 16th surah, the 67th ayat, quoted in the next paragraph. According to Umar, wine, when prohibited, was made of five things: grapes, dates, wheat, barley, and honey. Bukhari 74:4. We also would have to like to note right now that khamara also, means a woman's head covering, all coming from the same root word. Hence, khamr is intoxicating liquor prepared from anything. Intoxicating liquors are first spoken of in a deprecatory terms toward the close of the Meccan period. And of the fruits of the palms and the grapes you obtain from them, intoxication and goodly provision. 16 surah, 67th ayat. Intoxication is here spoken of in contrast with goodly provision. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, himself never used intoxicating liquors at any period of his life, and the same is true of Abu Bakr. The prohibition against their use, however, belongs to the Medina period, and the earliest revelation on this point is that contained in the first long chapter revealed at Medina. They asked thee about intoxicating liquors and games of chance, saying both of them is great sin and some advantages for men, and their sin is greater than their advantage. Surah Al-Baqarah, the 219th ayat. This was the first stage in the prohibition of wine, but it was more of a recommendatory nature, as it only says that the disadvantages of the use of intoxicating liquors preponderate over their advantages. The next stage was that in which the Muslims were prohibited from coming to mosque while drunk. O ye who believe, do not go near prayer when you are intoxicated until you know what you say. Fourth Surah, 43rd ayat. Finally, intoxicating liquors were definitely forbidden. O ye who believe, intoxicants and games of chance and sacrificing to stones set up and the divining arrows are only an uncleanness, the devil's work. Shun it, therefore, that you may be successful. The fifth surah, the 90th ayat. These three stages of the prohibition of wine are clearly mentioned in the hadith. In the last of these occasions, a proclamation was made by the orders of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that wine was prohibited, and people who heard the proclamation emptied their stores of wine immediately. Bukhari 74:2, 46:21, so that wine flowed in the streets of Medina. As wine is prohibited on account of its intoxication, it is stated in a hadith that every intoxicant is prohibited. Muskir in haram. Bukhari 64:61. Bhang, charas, and other intoxicating things are therefore also forbidden. Only a drink that does not intoxicate is allowed. The Holy Prophet was questioned about beet, an intoxicating beverage made of honey, and he replied, every drink that intoxicates is prohibited. It is further related that Abu Usaid invited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a wedding feast at which his wife, the bride herself, served food, and at this feast, a beverage of dried dates, over which only one night had passed, was used, and there was no objection, Bukhari 74:8, because it had not become intoxicant. Malik bin Anas was asked about fuka, a beverage made of barley or a kind of beer, and he said, so long as it does not intoxicate, there is no harm, Bukhari 74:3. Nabith, or fresh juice of grapes, over which not more than a night or a day has passed, is also allowed. Thus, a certain people is spoken of as having come to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him what to do with their grapes, and he told them to dry them and then make use of their juice in the evening if they were wet in the morning, and in the morning if they were wet in the evening. And when a beverage becomes intoxicant, even a small quantity of it that could not intoxicate is not allowed. That of which a large quantity intoxicates, even a small quantity of it is prohibited. The question whether a very small quantity may be given as a medicine is quite different. It is true there is a hadith according to which one Tariq ibn Suwaid was ordered by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to make wine, and when he said that he made it to be used as a medicine, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that it was not a medicine, dawa, but a disease, da. But this prohibition was, in all likelihood, directed only against the making of wine, and as Nawawi, the famous commentator of Muslim, explains, in a serious case when life was in danger, wine could be used to save life, for even carrion and flesh of swine could be used in such a case. It may be added here that trading in wine was also prohibited by the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Bukhari 34:24. And indeed it was necessary to prohibit both the preparing of wine and trading in it when the use of it was no longer permitted. So we have these two authorities, these two renowned men in the world of Islam who have given their opinions about intoxicants. Now with regard to intoxicants, men are enjoined to avoid it, as there is great sin in it. It is also described as an abomination of Satan's work, which sows hatred and strife among you, and turns you aside from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer. The Quran therefore appeals to your common sense and asks you, will ye not abstain from it? In Al-Hadith, Ibn Umar reported that Umar delivered sermon upon the pulpit of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, the prohibition of wine has been revealed, and that is made of five things, grapes, dates, wheat, barley, and honey. And wine is what covers the intellect. Ibn Umar reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every intoxicant is wine, and every intoxicant is unlawful. Whoso drinks wine in this world and dies while continuing in it, and does not return penitently, will not get drink in the next world. Anas reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked whether condiment could be prepared from wine. No, said he. Walad Harazami reported, Tariq bin Suwaid asked the Prophet about wine. He prohibited it. He said, verily, I prepare it from medicine. He said, it is not medicine, but a disease. Jabir reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what intoxicates in greater quantity is unlawful also in its small quantity. So we see with all these hadiths, the Quran, and your common sense, it should tell you that all intoxicants in Islam are forbidden. That means reefer, that means cocaine, that means wine, that means brandy, whiskey, all of it. All intoxicants are forbidden, as they are a detriment to your health, they're a detriment to the cause of Islam, and they're a detriment to a healthy society and a community. So, brothers and sisters who are engaged in the use of these intoxicants, please don't try to rationalize or excuse yourself for your weaknesses. This is your own personal weakness, and this is something that you'll have to tighten up with your Lord. For certainly, while you're using any of these intoxicants or while you're doing anything that is haram, you are in a state of apostasy. In other words, you are in a state of rebellion against Allah, and you are indeed shaitan at that particular time.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا Yasin. 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 والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاء المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني
The Arrival of Truth program is sponsored by the Islamic Revivalist Movement Incorporated. And all inquiries or correspondence may be sent by mail to the Islamic Revivalist Movement Incorporated, P.O. Box number 91192, Cleveland, Ohio 44101. Assalamu alaikum.
إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون يا حسرة على العباد ما ينتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا كم أخلقنا قبلهم من القرون